Cloud, cybersecurity, agile development, those are what federal chief information officers and their staffs will be dealing with in 2016. But all three fronts are changing. The Professional Services Council recently completed research interviews on the 2016 federal IT trends. Heading that effort was Kim Pack, the Vice President of Business Capture Specialists, Wolfden Associates. She explained how the whole forecast is put together.
The way that we do the interviews, we actually look at a group across the executives across federal government. We also go out to academia, and we also hit the executives in the industry itself on the industry side. So we try to get a really good 360 view of the technology trends that are happening in the federal market today.
Looking at 2016, what do they tell you they expect to be important or hot coming up?
So some of the things that we found, specifically, we keep talking about some of the same trends. We keep talking about cloud. We believe it's here to stay. But what we are finding with the cloud infrastructure is that you're going to start seeing much more on the platform as a service, the software as a service, and that infrastructure really will become utility-based. And so we're seeing an evolution in cloud, but we do believe that it's here to stay. Cybersecurity is always, you know, front and foremost on everyone's mind. We keep hearing about it. We had several attacks last year that have really put another focus on cybersecurity. And the reality of it is that cyber attacks are going to continue to happen, and we have to be able to defend ourselves against them. And then last but not least, we are really starting to see what we would call not a trend as much as a movement toward agile development. We know it's been around for quite some years, but we're starting to really see a hold in the federal government using it. A good example is GSA 18F. We're starting to see that the programs and projects are becoming, you know, much more prominent than they have been in the past.
Getting back to that cloud issue, it sounds like there's less simply moving hosted loads that the government now operates in its own data centers to the clouds, and more of maybe adopting new applications that are already hosted in the cloud, which is a totally different animal.
Sure. And really, if you look at cloud as a whole, what we're seeing is the low-hanging fruit, email, back office, that type of work. We are seeing the movement toward that. What we're really looking for in the next 5 years is to start seeing mission applications moving toward a cloud infrastructure. That's where we think that you'll start to see the trend in the next, you know, we do a forecast of 5 years. And so we do think that the trend is really starting to move toward the mission critical applications so that they can see not only innovation, but really the cost savings there as well.
And what does that mean for suppliers, say systems integrators or people that provide data center services and products and so forth as more and more moves out? It sounds like the supplier base could also change as a result.
So I think that the thing that we haven't talked about are still the consulting or the orchestration services. You know, to make the clouds work, there is an infrastructure that you do need to go to. But we also know that with systems integrators and other technology companies, there is a services that wraps around that. And we can't forget that it does take services to get to the cloud, to maintain and operate in the cloud as well.
So agencies will still need those types of companies, but maybe...
Right, in a different setting. We do believe that you will start to see some movement toward, you know, when we look at the trends, what we're starting to see is a movement toward really trying to provision quickly. And that's where I think you're really going to start to see the difference and where services will come into play.
So that means some adaptability is required not only by the agencies, but also those suppliers that need to learn these new services, which are pretty different from what they've been used to doing.
Sure. I think, as we said in earlier conversation, it's really around cloud evolving. And that truly means the environment as a whole.
All right, let's move on to the topic you also mentioned briefly, and that is the whole DevOps and agile development. Mm-hmm. What's driving that for agencies? I know it's a popular idea, but what's driving them to actually do it?
You know, I think the movement and what we've actually heard on the DevOps and the agile side is really being able to get to success quickly. And to do that, the iterative approach toward Agile and even in the DevOps piece of this, it's really taking what I would consider a pager, a really old term, but, some way of getting to someone and making everybody accountable in the DevOps piece. So your application developers are no longer just working in a silo. You've got your application developers working in tandem with your operation folks. And including that, you have collaboration across your security, your PMO, and all the other facets of that IT organization to come together to really bring together a cohesive organization that gets to that operations much quicker, much quicker.
We're speaking with Kim Pack. She's vice president of Wolf Den Associates. In that regard, do you feel that the CIOs feel, the people you interviewed, that the skills are in place in their agencies or in their contractor base to be able to operate in the agile environment, which is a very different development type of style than they might be used to?
Right. It's interesting that you ask that question, because what we are seeing is that they're, folks are really starting to hone in their skills toward an agile environment. There are contractors who have been out there doing agile for quite some time and do have the ability to bring that expertise in. With 18F, working the agile BPA, they are looking for the best and the brightest within that technology. And so we do see that the contractors are bringing it in. We also see that the government, especially with digital services and GSA 18F, are starting to really bring in that expertise into the government as well. What we're starting to really find, though, is that contracting for those types of technologies is different. And so there still needs to be training within the federal government really to get to the best contract to get to the services of Agile or DevOps.
And let's talk about big data for a moment, because it sounds like from your findings, people are talking about it, but there's not a really strong strategic move toward use of big data in federal agencies, despite all the talk we hear.
It's funny, when I think of big data, we know that there is a ton of data out there. I've heard, different sayings coined. It's not just big data, it's colossal data, or, that agencies are dealing with a lot. And we've heard a lot about data scientists in the past. We've heard that, it's not what you're collecting, it's how you actually take it, synthesize it, and do something with it. And so for big data, what we're really running into is, with all of this data, Internet of Things becomes very real. And we've been hearing about Internet of Things for years and years, but just this past year, we've actually seen quite a bit of movement within the federal government. One of those areas is GSA with GSA Link. The Public Buildings Service actually is taking the Internet of Things and working within their smart or smart buildings to find and collect data points associated with, like, lights and elevators or energy consumption, and taking that and making them smart, taking the sensors and the machine-to-machine language and actually doing things within their facilities to help cost savings. And so I think that's where this really is starting to lead, is that we can collect as much information as possible, but it's what we do with the information that's really going to make a change within that in the federal government.
And there are tools associated with big data, just as there are with cybersecurity, but there are also services. Mm-hmm. And you did this work on behalf of the Professional Services Council. That seems to be where the growth trend has been for contractors in services. Do you see that continuing in the coming year?
Yes, I do. We're seeing a lot of trends across the vehicle portfolio, or the acquisition vehicle portfolio, that is really trending towards services, not only in IT, but professional services as well.
Kim Pack is vice president of Wolf Den Associates. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.